Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape, or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men.
That was Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth a while back talking about women in the military, and CNN had an in-depth story about just the negative narrative around the Secretary of Defense is pushing around women in the military, as well as women who are qualified in the military not getting spots or being pushed out of spots for which they qualified and which they earned. And joining us now is CNN's national security reporter, Haley Britsky. Haley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This story was tough to read. It's frustrating. And as we get into the details of it, will you set the table a bit of what exactly the Secretary of Defense is saying, has been saying, and then the consequences of that?
Absolutely. I mean, so like we just heard a few minutes ago, he has made his perspective on this quite clear, both before he became the Secretary of Defense in various podcast interviews, in the book that he wrote just last year, and more frequently as he's taken on this new role, Secretary of Defense, in conversations, with other general officers. We saw his speech to a broad group of general officers at Quantico in Virginia just a couple of months ago. And he has made very clear that he does not believe that women in combat positions are meeting the standards for those positions. He said in Quantico, if they can meet those standards, then great. But if they can't, and if that means that women do not have any of these combat roles, then so be it. And so he has repeatedly cast doubt on the idea that women are meeting those rigorous standards for combat positions. And it really is having a direct impact on the morale of women that we spoke with. We spoke with over a dozen active duty women around the different military branches, who all, were frustrated that they felt the secretary was not understanding that they worked incredibly hard to get to where they are, that they were meeting those standards, and they feel that their service is not being valued anymore under this leadership.
Yeah, and just as a note here, women make up 18% of the U.S. military, and what the Secretary of Defense was implying, or at least I think a superficial takeaway would be, man, most women in the military, it's like a DEI hire. They're not meeting the standards and they're kind of bringing us down. He acted as if the qualified women might be the exception.
That's right. Yeah, he has sort of perpetuated this idea and this narrative that Many women who are in these roles only got to be there because they are women and because that leadership was trying to meet, you know, a quota, so to speak, of having women in leadership positions. He said specifically about Admiral Lisa Franchetti, who was the chief of the Navy. She was the first woman in the joint staff, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he wrote about her in his book last year that she was a DEI hire, and he has since removed her from her position. So he has perpetuated this narrative that largely women are not meeting these standards, and that is just not matching, you know, what we are hearing, not only from women that we spoke with for this story, but also men in combat arms, men in infantry units who are very senior in those units, who also told us, you know, I have not seen any direct examples of standards being lowered for women for them to take on these positions. If anything, you know, they think that they probably had to undergo additional scrutiny, that they had to work twice as hard in order to prove themselves to take on these more difficult positions.
Does he have actual evidence that this is a problem or has been a problem in the military, or is this just kind of part of the whole, like Amy said, anti-DEI thing that they think politically works for them?
You know, it's a good question, and it's one that we actually asked directly to the Pentagon as we were reporting out this story. We asked for specific examples that they could point to of women not meeting these standards that they were aware of, and they did not provide any examples to us. And so I'm not sure what examples he may be looking at. I have not found specific examples in our reporting. I spoke with a senior male officer in combat arms, and I asked him, you know, in your experience, he's been doing this for, you know, more than two decades. Have you seen specific examples of this? And he said, I haven't. It's been more of a, you know, hearing someone who heard a story long ago and kind of tells this story of, you know, a friend of a friend saw this happen. I have not found that to be the case as far as finding examples. And the Pentagon was not able to provide any. So I'm not quite sure what the secretary is looking at specifically when he's talking about this.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I know, you know, my story here is anecdotal, but I was talking to a friend about this very thing, because I can see how, you know, for instance, no women are or ever have been Navy SEALs, just like some of the requirements right now have been a barrier to entry. And, you know, they're not going to lower their standards for women. That's the way it is. But there are women in combat roles. And I was talking to my friend about this, and he served for many years in the war on terror in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he spoke so highly of the women he served alongside, and their not just their qualifications for the roles, but that there were never any standards lowered for them, and how, you know, they would have died for each other. I mean, they were in positions where they might have done that. And I wasn't necessarily expecting that response. You know, I wasn't sure what to expect. And I was really, really moved by his praise. And he said it's offensive to think that the military was lowering their standards for the women he served alongside.
Yeah, I mean, one of the women I spoke with, she graduated the Army's Ranger School, which is a grueling course to go through. She went on to serve in the 75th Ranger Regiment, which is even more rare for women to take on a role in the regiment. And that is a very high standards, high quality, of soldiers who serve in those units as far as physical standards and what they're able to do in combat. And, you know, she said repeatedly, you know, she was meeting the same standards as her counterparts, and they pushed her to do more and, you know, held her to that high standard, which she appreciated. And, you know, so many of these women that we spoke with who've served in those roles, they agree that the standards should be high. They want to strive for those standards, and they have. And they all told us, you know, the men that I've served with, they once they saw them meeting those standards, they were very quickly welcomed into the unit because they saw that they were doing the same hard things that you know, the male soldiers were doing. And so it really is, I think, a difference in talking to these people who've served in these units, who have done these hard things, who've met these standards, and the soldiers around them, versus people who may not have as much firsthand experience with this, or have not spoken to as many people who maybe saw that firsthand and were in those units with women and seeing the kind of things that they were accomplishing.
So we were talking about the adverse effect it has on the military then, because you have, what, about a fifth of the military is female. You have people who are just generally not as interested in joining the service as they once were. So it has to have a significant effect on personnel, does it not?
So that's one of the main concerns that we kept hearing from not only people currently in the military, but from veterans and people who are experts on recruiting and retaining soldiers, that just by numbers alone, the military has to have women in the ranks in order to meet its goals as far as how many people are in uniform, what their readiness looks like, that those goals cannot be met without women in uniform. And time and time again, we heard from people saying, you know, this kind of rhetoric, they have concerns that it could keep young women from wanting to join. If young people generally, but certainly young women, do not feel like their service is going to be valued, that it's not going to have the same value as their male counterparts, that they may opt for a different career path because they may not want to pursue that. And so it is a concern for what that's going to look like as far as recruiting. I don't know that we're going to have a good idea of those numbers for several months, if not into next year, just given the lag time it takes for people who want to join up versus what we see in the numbers as far as how many people are shipping out to basic training and things like that. So it could be something we don't see hard numbers on for a little while, but it's certainly top of mind for people who are focusing on recruiting and retaining soldiers and Marines and airmen and sailors and making sure that the military is meeting its readiness goals, and this concern that, you know, this rhetoric is going to hinder them from doing that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I'm looking at a story, or looked at a story from about exactly a year ago on CNN in November of 2024, and it was Trump's defense secretary pick said women shouldn't be in combat roles. That's the headline. And then the reporters interviewed several female veterans, women who had served 10, 20 or more years in the military, and they were afraid of the ramifications. And you mentioned like morale and women not signing up. But do we know how many women have not been selected for or have been pushed out of positions for which they had been qualified?
So we've heard of multiple. During our reporting, various people we talked to said, you know, that they were aware of women in their various branches and services that were not being chosen for promotion or were being passed over out of this concern of, you know, what the political leadership may think if they see a woman taking on this leadership role. In our reporting that we put out last week, we saw that a Navy captain, this is a very distinguished officer, you know, who's injured in an IED attack in Iraq, with Purple Heart recipient. She was the first troop commander within SEAL Team 6. Important clarification, she herself is not a SEAL, but she served in a leadership position within a squadron of that unit. And that itself is quite remarkable. And that she had been selected by Navy SEAL leadership to take on a new command this summer. And, you know, just days before this command ceremony was meant to happen, the command was yanked with not a lot of explanation. There wasn't a lot of reasoning for why this happened. And so she is is effectively being forced out of the military due to the Navy's policy that she doesn't have a command to take, and so therefore she has to retire. And so this was a pretty significant example that we found of a woman who, had the qualifications for the job she was going into. She was selected by commanders to take on this leadership role, and with little explanation was pulled out of that. And while we asked the Pentagon specifically for why that happened and what the secretary's role, if any, there was in that decision, they didn't provide really any specific response to us on that. But many sources told us that the impression within the Naval Special Warfare community was that the Pentagon and that Secretary Hegseth did not want a woman fronting a role which would be overseeing the recruitment of special operations forces to include Navy SEALs. So there are some examples that we're seeing of this directly impacting the career of women in the military. We know of several senior ranking women who have been removed from their jobs, like Admiral Lisa Franchetti that I mentioned earlier. And so we are seeing this play out in real concrete examples of women either being removed from their positions or having those positions taken away from them with little explanation as to why.
CNN national security reporter Haley Britsky with us. And last thing before we let you go, we know that these over the last several weeks, military strikes, U.S. military strikes on suspected drug boats. And there's been a lot of, skepticism about that, about who they're actually attacking, what the legality of it is. Where do we stand on that issue now? Because it's been sort of a bipartisan thing. You've got senators like Rand Paul who are not quite sure why we're doing this or whether or not it's a good idea to be doing it.
Sure. So just a couple of days, we saw the 21st strike on an alleged drug trafficking boat. It killed a few people on board. And so this has now, 21 strikes. We've seen the number of people who have been killed by these. It's over 80 people now. And there certainly is a conversation within Congress about what this is going to look like in the future. Is this going to continue on for how long? What legal authorities do they have to be doing this? The Defense Department has not been able to provide a ton of answers to lawmakers as to what authority they're working under and who specifically the individuals are that they're being targeted. They've said that they don't necessarily have solid intelligence saying that they exactly who they are when they take the strikes, rather that they believe that they are part of a drug trafficking operation. So it's raising a lot of questions in Congress as to how much longer this is going to go on and what those impacts are going to be. And there's a lot of frustration within Congress as to the kind of interactions they're having with the Defense Department and the answers that they're able to get from them. So it's something that lawmakers are continuing to push on and will certainly be continuing to cover as this issue continues.
Haley, thank you for your time today and your coverage on these stories. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
CNN national security reporter Haley Britsky with us on the Chris and Amy show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.